Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Kedoshim, we have 14 psukim. In this Aliyah, we are commanded to be holy. Kedoshim Tihiyu. And then we hear many mitzvos, such as the mitzvah to respect our parents, to observe Shabbos, not to serve Avodah Zarah. We must burn leftover parts of korbanos, leave certain parts of our fields and harvest for poor people. We can't lie, cheat, swear falsely, etc., etc. And I was just mentioned, our Aliyah and our Parsha begin with the command, Kedoshim Tihiyu, and it's beautiful, it's critical. But we can ask the following question. The Torah introduces this command with Hashem telling Moshe in Perek Yudtet Pasuk Bet, Daber El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. Why do we need that? Why do we need Daber El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael? Why not just say Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'amar Telehem? Why El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael? Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, asks this question, and he says that this part of the Torah was said behakel. It was said at a gathering of the entire assembly of Bnei Yisrael, because, says Rashi, Rov Gufei Torah Tluin Ba, the majority of the essentials of the Torah depend on it. And the Mefarshim who comment on Rashi understand Rashi to be saying that this part of the Torah is so important, with the mitzvos of honoring parents, keeping Shabbos, not stealing, v'yaftar l'recha kamocha, etc., etc., etc. These are essentials of the Torah and everyone needs to hear them. That is Rashi. Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch, who died in 1888, says on this pasuk, there's another reason why Kedoshim Tihiyu had to be said to Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. Says Rav Hirsch, and I quote, "This admonition, Kedoshim Tihiyu, the admonition to the highest degree of moral human perfection, can, in such significant manner, can well be addressed expressly to each and every individual of the nation." He continues, "No position in life, no sex, no age, no degree of fortune is excluded from this call to the very height of absolute morality, and to no one in particular is this call specifically addressed. Kedoshim, holy are we all to be." That is an incredible Rav Hirsch. Take a look around the world. So many religions say, no, the heads of the religion can be holy, but not regular people. And no, the Torah says, Kedoshim Tihiyu, every single person. Daber El Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. Every single person can and must strive to become holy. That is Rav Hirsch. The Chasam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer, his real name was Rav Moshe Schreiber, who died in 1839. The Chasam Sofer offers a different explanation as to why Kedoshim Tihiyu was said to Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. This is found in his Sefer on the Chumash called Toras Moshe. And the Chasam Sofer quotes Rashi, who says that when the Torah says Kedoshim Tihiyu, it means Prushim Tihiyu. Kedusha means separation. Separate yourself from illicit relations, from impure things. It means self-control. However, says the Chafetz Chaim, the Chasam Sofer, make no mistake. Yes, we need to separate ourselves from illicit things, from immoral things. But Kedoshim Tihiyu, realize that this mitzvah does not mean that we are completely separate from society. In his words, She'ein Ritzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lihiyot Parush, Dehainu She'elech B'makom She'en Anashim Limidbariyut V'ya'arim. Hashem does not want us, says the Chasam Sofer, to live in the middle of nowhere, to live in the desert or the forest where no one lives. Rather, Ela Ritzon Hashem Itbarach Lihiyot Ohev Et Habriyot Ulechaber Imahem Lilamdam Bina V'haskel B'torat Hashem. Hashem wants us to love other people, to connect connect with them and to teach them Torah and the Torah's wisdom. Look at the next psukim in our parsha. All the mitzvos of being together, of v'yahavlecha kamocha, of how to live and to work in a community, that is all part of kedoshim tihiyu, but it has to be done behakel. Yes, we must exercise self-control. Absolutely. But, says the Chasam Sofer, that cannot be accomplished in a vacuum. It cannot be accomplished when we're alone. It must be with Kol Adat B'nei Yisrael. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.